Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we'd like to talk to you about ADP payroll services. And frankly, ADP is a heck of a lot more than payroll. The company has multiple levels of products. They basically position for small businesses with less than 49 employees and then for mid-sized to enterprise payroll businesses. But they have not only payroll, but time and attendance, the talent management part, including HR, a whole benefits and insurance section. We were pleased to learn of their PO capabilities and some of the outsourcing that they have, as well as other features. So, Brian, what would you suggest our listeners should know about ADP?
Well, first off, I think you've got to remember that ADP has different segments, and you can, just like dealing with any big company, you can buy the right product, you can buy the wrong product from the right company. Okay, so I want you to remember here that if you're dealing with a small business that has, let's say, 10 employees, ADP will try to may make available to you the 50 to 99 employee segment. And if you buy from the wrong salesperson, then you may end up in the wrong product. So, you know, I think it's very important that you understand the segmentation that they do so that you get the product that meets your needs. That meets your clients' needs, because they sell direct to end users. They will let you use their engine. They will do most of the work and let you keep some of the money, or they will do all the work and let you keep a little bit of the money. Okay, so as you think about this, I think it's critical that you get the right piece they have, because they have a lot of different offerings that bundle different services. And I think you need to understand what you're going to offer and what they're going to offer, and make sure that, frankly, there's no channel conflict. So, for example, if you offer retirement plans or insurance services to your clients, then you might want to make sure that ADP is not going to try to sell those products directly to your clients in there, because they do have a very large sales force. And I've never known ADP to knowingly be in conflict with CPA firms or account, or again, any kind of accounting professionals. They do want to work with accounting professionals, but I think you've got to make sure that you get the right service and the right products, you get in the right channel so that those misunderstandings don't happen.
Yeah. So, Brian, in the Technology Lab, you and I've had the good fortune of reviewing over 50 payroll, HR, and PEO products in the past year. And we'll be talking about other competitors along the way. But I'll probably stop here for a moment and just apply the kudos that ADP seems to us to be the largest and one of the best suppliers to the profession. And this segmentation that you're talking about is pretty doggone important for a lot of our practitioners using the smaller products, which came from the ADP Run family, an acquisition that they did done some time ago. Is a simple approach, very good, certainly capable of doing everything that's needed. But this is a provider who can accommodate from the smallest to the largest, but by no means would I ever say this is the cheapest approach that you'll find. So if you're looking for cheapest payroll, ADP is probably not your provider, but they are also, in my mind, the gold standard of payroll here for the U.S. market.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that ADP really gets you is it gets you somebody that is going to stand behind it and has significant history behind it. You know, I think it really fits particularly well for people who don't see payroll, who see payroll as a service that they want to offer to their clients, but they don't necessarily want to do it themselves, and they don't want things sold to their clients directly. So I think ADP can handle that whole situation quite well, as you're trying to navigate this whole partner versus competitor world that we live in.
Yeah. So let's take maybe the smaller end of the market for just a minute, Brian. And, you know, again, using the typical segmentation, part of that came from legal requirements early on, but 1 through 49 is what ADP refers to as the small business segment. And they typically are running that with their run powered by ADP payroll packages. You know, in this case, that with 1 to 49 employees, I believe they offer 4 levels of services: the essential, the enhanced, the complete, and then the HR Pro. And as you might assume, the HR services start to come in at the upper level. On their websites, they do have a pretty good comparison of those type of products. Enhanced, out of the 4, the second level of the product seems to be the most popular. Essential basically provides payroll, both on computer and a mobile app and via phone call, direct deposit with reporting and GL interfaces, as well as new hire reporting, W-2s, 1099, tax filing, the payroll delivery, and a debit card that they provide, as well as an employee portal with an onboarding procedure and some employee discounts. So it's a fundamental service. Enhanced adds a few more features with a check signing security and state unemployment insurance management, and a little bit of their Zip Recruiter and background check tools. So those additional features, in my mind, are probably worth the difference to get to enhanced. When we get to complete, that's when you start getting the additional capabilities of help desk and employee handbooks and some of the HR tracking and forms and other features there along the way. So you get more in that more advanced, complete product. Might you comment among any of those 4 levels of product?
Well, I think there's, you know, I think honestly, when we're looking at the levels, I think you've got to look at what your strategy is and what you're going to provide and what ADP is going to provide. So if I'm looking at that, if I want ADP to handle the HR side of that, as well as most of the payroll, I'll do HR Pro. I may just do Essential. However, if I want to have some involvement in that, and maybe I've got an HR consultant that I work with, or am going to provide some of the other services that they have. So I think it's really a matter of looking at the deltas between the plans and figuring out where your offering fits and what you're comfortable performing and what you want to staff up to perform versus what you want to throw over the wall to ADP. Mm-hmm. I noticed down here that they do have a number of add-ons. Mm-hmm. We've got time and attendance, retirement, workers' comp, health insurance, and there's also a small business marketing toolkit. And that's kind of an interesting play that you can use in there to try to, again, keep other consultants away from your client. I'm not sure it'd be the best marketing consulting as opposed to a purpose-built marketing consultant, but I think it could get you enough to help your client be successful.
So, you know, then let's maybe go up market a little bit here. And what I'm thinking is these mid-sized and enterprise packages. Now, again, as I said earlier, I really consider ADP to be kind of the gold standard in capabilities, and it begins to really kick in on the full service mid-sized payroll products here. So what might you say about this section of their offerings?
We've got payroll. You know, again, you've got more things in here. So you have, again, workforce management, HR management, talent management, more benefits. And I think the benefits really becomes a bigger deal because you get to the scale where you're either required by law to offer health insurance benefits or pay a penalty, or you, again, you want to have those for your team because you're a more mature business. You can offer HR outsourcing, and then they have an app marketplace where you can tie into a wide range of other things that you work with. So when we, again, when we look at this, they have some HRIS software with mobile self-service. You can again go in and do things either on mobile or on your local machine. So you can work with it wherever you are, which is particularly important for construction companies and HVAC companies and people that are on the go all the time.
And then I think the next thing probably to consider here is scalability. You know, ADP self-claims that they can support up to 100,000 employees. I expect they'd even do more than that. But they also have global capabilities, which is important if you have employees that are out of the U.S. jurisdiction. And, you know, the more complexities you have, the more you need the advanced features in the product. Now, another very popular area is the PEO. And, you know, PEOs are particularly popular among professionals. Healthcare is not unusual. Accounting firms even doing this type of thing. And these professional employer organization groups are offering services in all forms, and ADP has direct support for PEOs with their services. They break it up in small businesses and mid-sized businesses as well, and you know, have been in that business for a while. Part of the ability with ADP's PEO environment is they provide the benefit packages, including healthcare and 401k. They have methodologies to reduce turnover. They also have attention to or paid attention to workplace injuries, training, those types of things. And of course, all the way through the product lines, whether we're talking the small business, the mid-market enterprise, or the PEO, part of what ADP does for your organizations is assist with compliance along the way. So, you know, as I think about the offering here, we could not possibly do complete justice for ADP in a podcast, but understanding the positioning of the product and potentially speaking with a rep that talks to you about your client needs, your firm needs, and what positioning and products they have could be exceptionally helpful. So other items that you'd like to make sure that our listeners know, Brian?
Yeah, now, I will mention to you that there are a number, they have an accountant program for the small business area, and it gives you a bunch of resources. So you have master tax guides, some basic tax research. You know, you've got some tools to help you with HR and some tools to help you with things. So I'll encourage you to sign up for their program. They offer some CPE on some of the legislative changes and compliance issues that you and your small business clients may face. You know, I'll tell you that I've met ADP and other sales reps for these platforms at Starbucks before, and it's useful to just have a conversation with them and know they're out there. So that way, if you have a need that's an unusual need, you have somebody you can be in touch with that can help your client that has a particular need.
And Brian, you're absolutely right. The Accountant Connect product has wonderful resources, all sorts of statistical information, employment rates and salaries and things like that in there. So you can further use the platform to enhance your firm's reporting capabilities, handling multi-client payroll situations, have clients in your dashboard, and also map even general ledger functions and so forth. So there's portal capability and research capability in there. And of course, we will learn of other payroll providers and HR providers that claim to have advisory capability. And I think the ADP company has direct support for payroll advisory, HR advisory items, including their industry reports and other things, and special divisions, which you might not even think of being related to payroll, such as business valuation. So there's lots of things inside the Accountant Connect portal.
And I would just suggest to you that if you're trying to do advisory, or even if you're just trying to manage your clients effectively, one of the most critical things, I think, is to have your finger involved in the payroll process, because that's where you're going to see, that's where so many things go wrong with payroll tax deposits that, you know, again, can be, even if somebody blew it, if payroll tax deposits don't get made, those come back personally on owners and officers. And you want to make sure that doesn't happen. You also have quite a few other things to consider as you're looking at it. I think you see how well the business is really running in real time through the hours that get put in. You know, if there are a whole lot of hours, is there a problem? Is there a special order? Are we going to have a cash crunch because we've got a huge order that came in and now we have to work 80 hours a week to make it happen? Or did we lay some people off? And, what kinds of changes are going on? You know, I think advisors really need to have their hands in the payroll process at some level, because that's where your leading indicators, I think, are going to come from. You'll see them in sales, certainly, but you'll see the more long-lived decisions based on looking through payroll and looking at what's going on in the organization.
Very good. Well, Brian, I appreciate your conversation with me about ADP. For our listeners here on the Technology Lab, we will see you all again in a future session. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.